Hi there, and welcome to my bio page. My name is Roger Comet, and I'm really pleased that you stopped by today. In just a moment, I'm going to send you down below to read what you came for, but first, I want to have a personal word. I want to tell you about something you'll never see in any written bio, and that's something about a personal philosophy. As you'll see below, I began my career in the standard way for anyone with a professional degree, especially in the field of medicine. Professor, research scientist, publications, tenure, and so forth. But over many years, I slowly evolved into something quite different than was expected. For me, life has always been about creating something unique. And if nothing else, I'd like my history to be an example of that point. To truly know me, you need to understand two statements that have been instrumental in guiding everything I do. The first was made by one of my colleagues. Many years ago, in a podium address, I heard him say, "If you can be replaced in your job or career, then that was not the purpose of your life." Wow. Think about it. Even the greatest heart surgeon or corporate CEO, while each doing great things and impacting many hundreds of people, if they got hit by a bus, they'd be replaced by someone else. What my associate was saying is that to fulfill our purpose in life, we must do something that is uniquely ours, something that no one else could do exactly like we do it. It's unique to us because it stems from our innermost passion. Now, the second life-altering statement came from John Wooden, legendary UCLA basketball coach. He said, "It's what you learn after you know it all that counts." Having achieved the doctorate, which is the highest academic degree there is, I'm humbled to say that most people regarded me as being at some kind of pinnacle of knowledge. Yet, as Coach said, it wasn't until I learned things after I, quote, knew it all, unquote, that allowed me to impact the lives of many thousands of people. More so than I could ever have done by just working in one medical school. Imagining beyond what the usual career expectations were opened opportunities for me, such as creating a nonprofit medical association and guiding its influence into the medical institutions of 54 countries around the world. Being adopted as a blood brother by a Bantu tribal chieftain in West Africa and provided with all the honors of that position, including land upon which to build a home. I've debated the principles of academic freedom with the former head of the Communist Party during a visit to Hungary. I'll never forget that evening as his guest at a five-star restaurant where we dined on wild boar and local wines. I've been the guest of the Brazilian National Academy of Medicine, who invited me to advise them on the future of science in medicine for the training of physicians in their country. And I've crossed the Black Sea on a 50,000-ton Ukrainian cargo freighter to consult at a medical institute in the southern Crimea. I've attended the opera in Paris and classical ballet in Vienna, and heard Mozart performed in the great cathedrals of Salzburg and Budapest. I've also attended outrageous festivals in Rio. Does anyone else know about cachaças? I've lectured to scientists in Cape Town, South Africa, and Assisi, Italy. And along this life journey, I've been awarded honorary professorships in three countries abroad. Some of my former colleagues may go on to become the leaders in their research fields, yet they will eventually retire and be replaced by others. None, to my knowledge, has ever done the kind of things I've just mentioned. Does that make me better than them? No, not by a long shot. It just makes me different. And it's this difference I want you to think about in your own life as you read my history below. Think, evolve, and direct your skills and talent into something few people would ever imagine doing. Create a life worth living. So go ahead now and read the bio below, visit my website, and hey, check out my blog. And if any of this resonates on your frequency, then I'd cordially invite you to join me on this amazing path of developing ourselves into all that we can possibly become.